show you any glass bottle. They won't show you a little balloon that your granddaddy put on top of the balloon, on the top of the bottle to let you know when the gases had fermented and the wine was not ready to drink. They won't show you any distillery that you have in the backwoods of King Street, South Carolina. They will not even show you any liquid that even looked red. They will only tell you that when the water was poured out, that it tasted like wine, and it was the best wine that anyone ever tasted. They're also going to put up some witnesses that are going to suggest unto you that one day that he was walking along and that he healed a leper. And you will notice that he healed this leper, and only one of them turned back to say thank you. The other nine just kept walking and did not know who he was. He will tell you that there was a man who was possessed again by demons, and that this man had demons, and the gentleman who is my client just cast out the demons out of the man, so it did not affect the man, but they went into some pigs, and because pigs are not an animal used by the Jewish people, it has nothing to do with animal cruelty. You're going to hear charges against my client. They are going to tell you that he did open up a seafood restaurant, kind of, sort of, that one time he fed 4,000 people, the next time he fed 5,000 people. But you will notice that the prosecution will never tell you that U.S. Foods, Pontiac Foods, Aramac Foods, or no truck back up to any of those hills and unloaded seafood onto the hill. You will notice that there was not a fryer. There were no ladies there with nets on their heads. There was nobody paying for tickets for a plate. Only thing they can tell you is that he took two fish and five sardines, and two fish, rather, and five hush peppers, and fed 4,000 one day and 5,000 the next. And so if I take some food and barter somebody, I don't need DHEC to approve me barring somebody else's lunch. They are going to tell you that one day he went fishing and nobody could catch fish but him. But they ain't going to show you a rod, a reel, a minnow, and a crick. Only thing they're going to show you is that he put a net on the other side of the ship and fish just came flowing into that net. They can't show you any evidence that he didn't need a license because he was not really out there as a fisherman. He was just showing people what faith can do. You're also going to hear that there are going to be 26 charges about him practicing medicine without a license. But I want you to notice that again, that the first person that he healed was a leper, and again, that he just touched the leper. You will never see any evidence of him wearing a stethoscope. You won't have any evidence of him having an office. You won't have any evidence of him having a nurse. You will have no evidence of him having any iodine, any anesthesia, any needles. You won't have any evidence of him performing any surgery on anybody. As a matter of fact, that leper, he just touched the leper and the leper became whole. As a matter of fact, the man who had a withered hand, he just touched the hand and the hand became whole. The man who sat by the pool of Bethesda for 38 long years, he just touched that man, picked him up, and the man began to walk. The woman who had an issue of blood, he didn't even touch her. She touched him, and he became whole. As a matter of fact, the centurion soldier servant was not even present when he got healed. He just spoke it into the atmosphere, and the man became healed. Not one time did he prescribe any medicine. Not one time did he cut anybody. Not one time did he perform any type of medical procedure. He only really asked the person, do you really want to be made whole? And after the person said they wanted to be made whole, they became whole. You remember that time? But let me tell you, if you don't remember that time, there was a little house in Capernaum where everybody came to get my client's autograph. And the line was so long that these four men took this man who was a paralytic, and they saw that the line was so long that they took the roof off the house and lowered him down into the house. And because of Jesus saw their faith, the man was made whole. He never touched a man. He saw the faith of the friends. And the say that he claimed that he came from a virgin. But I'm going to put up a man by the name of Joseph. Come on. And Joseph will attest to you that he has never touched that woman. If I need to put up a gynecologist to show you that her hymen has never been broken, I will do that if need to be. He claims to be Son of God because he is the Son of God. Nobody has the power that my client has unless he is truly the Son of God. They claim that it is blasphemous for him to say that he and the Father are one, but they don't even want to read their own rules and their own scripture and their own Torah, where they say back in the day that let us make man. So it had to be three people there when the three of them made man. That's part of the Torah that they read. And so who are those three people except for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost? So it's very possible, and it is possible, and we will attest to the fact that he is who he says that he is. And then they're going to charge my client with treason. They're going to say that he is trying to have a political coup, that he is going to try to knock off the human head of the Roman Empire. They're going to claim that he's been talking about setting up a kingdom, and that this kingdom, they believe, will then be far superior or compete against the Roman kingdom. But what they fail to realize is that when my client talks about setting up this kingdom, it is not an earthly kingdom. He has no plans of creating any kingdom here on earth. He has no plans of creating no government here on earth, even though the government is upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Counselor, Wonderful, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father. All that he is talking about is not of a kingdom of this earth, but is of a heavenly kingdom when he comes back to us and creates that kingdom that those of us who believe in him will be there forevermore. So when he talks about building a kingdom, he is not talking about doing anything to interfere with any of the governments down here on earth, because he really is the government. And anybody has a government position right now is temporary and transitory. It means it is time and spatial, and it will not last forever. And then finally, they're going to charge my client with sedition. Sedition. They're going to claim again that he claims to be king of the Jews. But never at one time do you hear him say those words. Have you ever heard him say, I am the king? Have you ever heard him say, I am the king of the Jews? And never in one time does he claim to be more than just the Father's Son. A wonderful Son. But the reason why they are charging him with sedition is because they are afraid that if he does become this king that they say that he claims to be, then their power and their authority would no longer be. See, you've got to understand, back in this time, the Roman Empire was really the empire of almost the entire world. They allowed the Jewish nation, the Israelites, to have a little piece of that empire. And there was a symbiotic relationship between the Romans and the Israelites. And the Israelites were responsible, especially the ruling elites, who this text talks about, are responsible for keeping their people in check. They could have their nation, they could have their religion, they could have their laws, they could follow their Talmud, they could read their Torah, they could have all that as long as they stayed in their place and did not cause any trouble. And all of their power came from keeping their people in check. And their fear was that here came this radical by the name of Jesus, who is my client, and he starts causing trouble. And their fear was that if he started causing trouble, that they would displace our nation again and send us back to Egypt or back to places where all of our ancestors have been displaced, because we have really never had a nation to call our own. it says that every time he did something, people began to believe. Maybe that is the problem with our society right now. Not enough people believe. Maybe if more people believed in him, we would have less lying. Maybe if more people believed in him, we would have less gossiping. Maybe if more people believed in him, that we wouldn't have all these lies and tweets coming out of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Maybe if we had more people believe in him, your boss would give you a stress day and still pay you so you don't have to take one of his sick days. Maybe if more people believed in him, they would have put four lanes on Hardscrabble Road years ago before they allowed a million people. Maybe if more people believed in him, they would actually have 20 cashiers for 20 lanes at Walmart. Maybe if more people believed in him, people would come to church on Sunday whether it rains or not. Maybe if more people believed in him, people would stop tipping God and start tithing for God. Maybe if people believed on him, they would leave your wife alone and leave your husband alone and not send your child to Mexico. Maybe if more people believed in him, somebody else would say amen. Someone would be happy to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Maybe if more people believed in him, I wouldn't have to call any witnesses because everybody here would be a witness for my Lord. Is there anybody here who can be a witness for the Lord that the Lord has done something for you?
Today.